Thank you and good morning. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office will host a candlelight vigil on Tuesday night in honor of slain deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino, who was shot and killed north of Fort Bragg last week. Del Fiorentino was a veteran of 26 years in law enforcement in Mendocino County and is survived by his wife, four adult children, three grandkids, his parents, and siblings. The candlelight vigil will be held in Fort Bragg, and it will be followed by a memorial service on Wednesday morning. That memorial service will include a procession of vehicles that begins in Ukiah and then travels 60 miles to the memorial site in Fort Bragg. A heavy law enforcement presence with representatives from local, state, and federal agencies attending, along with local officials, family, and friends, is expected. There are new details available regarding the vehicle pursuit and gun battle that saw the deaths of the suspect and Deputy Del Fiorentino. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Killed in a gun battle with Ricardo Cheney of Eugene, Oregon, was Deputy Rick Del Fiorentino. Police say that Cheney was suspected of killing a retired university professor, George Wasson, in his home. Cheney fled in a stolen car and next was spotted at Confusion Hill in Humboldt County. There he confronted the business owner, who hit him with a collapsible baton, and the gun battle was on. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thank you, Dave. Six Rivers National Forest Supervisor Tyrone Kelly will return to his engineer roots when he leaves for the position of Director of Engineering at the regional office in Vallejo, an office that covers all of the Pacific Southwest and Hawaii. Kelly served as supervisor at Six Rivers for 7 years and will leave for his new post in April. The city of Fortuna has some property to sell and is looking for a real estate firm or broker to sell it. The city is searching for a real estate agent to enter into a contract to sell two mobile homes owned by the city in the Royal Crest Mobile Estates. Real estate brokers and firms must submit a request for proposal, and the details are available from the city clerk's office. The Humboldt Bay Harbor District is now in the dredging business. The harbor will dredge the Fisherman's Channel of King Salmon. PG&E has given the district $2 million to maintain the channel and the property connected to it. District Board Member Richard Marks said the new dredging business is good news for the harbor and for the city of Eureka as well. Marks said the Harbor District has been negotiating for several years with PG&E for the opportunity to take over the dredging operations. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will resume fire hydrant testing this week now that increased rainfall has ensured an adequate water supply. Keep an eye out for fire crews as they conduct the annual testing and flushing of hydrants to ensure that they are clear of debris and in working order. Residents in the area around the work could see rust-colored water coming from the tap. The water is safe and should clear within the hour. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's springtime, which means that cities across Humboldt County are hard at work, balancing their budgets in time for the arrival of the new fiscal year, including the friendly city of Fortuna. City Manager Regan Candelario recently visited Talk Shop and spoke about the process of presenting a budget to the city council. Candelario explained that the first step is to create a draft of an ideal budget for the city council to analyze.
Here's what we ended year-end last year with. So that's our baseline now that we can confirm after our audits. Here's what we approved for this current year that we're in, and here's the status of where we're at within this current year. You know, you got $10,000 to provide this service. Right now you've spent, you know, $7,000 of it. So you're right on schedule for that budget for this year.
Candelario went on to provide a schedule for the budget process, including when he expects a final budget to be approved.
We go through that whole process on a schedule starting in the spring so that we can get something to the council in a draft format, hopefully the end of May, so that early June they can be looking at a final budget saying, okay, staff, we do want you to do these things, but tweak this, change that. And then we can bring them a final budget before July 1, so that's our new fiscal year. So we want to have those marching orders in terms of budget by that date.
The draft budget will be considered at the April 7th meeting of the Fortuna Council. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.